Item number eight 是关于儿童医院外面的一个海滨长廊的设计。咁呢个系康文署同埋建筑署提供嘅资料啦，喺文件第九号就系喺有关呢一个初步设计儿童医院外面嘅海滨长廊。代表出席的是康文署同埋建筑署的同事，是 LCSD 的有Larry Zhang、Harry Zhang、Jennifer Yam、RHSD 的是 Mr. Eric Chan、Simon Chiu、Isabella Choi、Ada Song 同埋Ray Lee 的。Members 需唔有冇要 declare interest？ 好，咁啊，以下時間交俾LCSD 同埋 RHSD 去講解你哋嗰、那個建議。好，時間交俾大家。
係，多謝主席。首先，我諗我好簡要咁樣講一講呢一個項目嗰個背景啦。咁其實喺幾年前咧，就食物及衞生局同埋醫院管理局啦，同埋建築署咧，就就住佢嗰個兒童醫院嗰、那個項目咧，就曾經嚟過呢、這、一個委員會，就即係向大家簡介過嘅。咁當時都有個意見咧，就希望咧喺一個兒童醫院外邊喺海邊沿住海邊嘅地方咧，都希望係一個海濱長廊咧，同埋就配合到嗰個醫院嗰個落成嘅。咁就嗰次之後咧，咁有關嘅局啦，同埋部門咧，都同康文署即係商量點樣可以做咧。咁我哋就開始就建立咗一個項目。咁我哋呢個項目就希望就係可以配合到兒童醫院將來嗰、那個嗰、那個那個落成啦。咁佢嗰個範圍咧，其實就係大概啱啱等於係啱啱大約等於兒童醫院嗰、那個佢嗰個地盤塊外邊嘅。咁所以大概咧有300米長，就20米闊。咁總共嗰個面積咧，換句話講就大概係0.67個公頃。咁嗰、那個這個範圍咧，其實就即係又唔算好大嘅面積啦。咁我哋嗰個項目所包括一啲設施咧，都係包括一啲嗰、那個長廊啦，同埋一啲可以遮雨嘅音棚啊，同埋一啲凳啊，同埋一啲樹啊。咁就當然要配合，即係兒童醫院佢嗰個出入口啦，就令到佢好方便咁可以去到即係喺兒童醫院同埋我哋嗰個長廊之間可以有一個好方便嘅流通。咁就我哋依一個項目當然亦都有一啲輔助設施，譬如洗手間啊咁樣。咁就而家依個設計咧，我哋就已經即係做好。咁所以今次依一個會咧，最主要就即係向大家委員簡介一個設計，咁睇下大家有咩意見可以俾到我哋嘅。多謝主席，咁我諗以下時間就交俾建築署嘅同事。
好，
嚇，多謝。
嗱，時間關係，請你10分鐘內完成呢一個 presentation， 留翻多少時間俾我哋討論下。
Okay, good evening. I'm going to present the waterfront promenade adjacent to the Hong Kong Children's Hospital at Kai Tak. The project scope includes a continuous traffic-free pedestrian waterfront promenade landscape area with branches.Rain shelters, pavilion, and also flowering trees. And also it would include accessibility from the Hong Kong Children's Hospital, children's play area, and also the auxiliary facility, including toilet, meter room, baby care room, drinking fountains, lighting and storage, and also a depot. The project is located in front of the Hong Kong Children's Hospital, which is now...in a building in progress, and it is next to the Sing Fong Street. Opposite the C is the Kai Tak One Way. It is located in the south apron of the Kai Tak Development Area. It is approximately 6,710 meters square. You can see in the photo that nearby the site, there are commercial buildings, Megabox, and also Manhattan Places. And also, it is a distance away from the Kwun Tong Promenade, which is already a completed project. The project site is from Sing Fong Road to Chang Yip Road. It is rectangular and linear in shape. This is the Hong Kong Children's Hospital Tower A, and this is Tower B, and in between there is the Hong Kong Children's Hospital garden area. So our project site is adjacent to the Hong Kong Children's Hospital, and we would coordinate with design with the team. This is the site photos. You can see that this area is under construction by also another project by the RCHSD, the Children's Hong Kong Children's Hospital, and in front it is our project site area. So the project site is around 339 meters in length and 20 meters width. This is a view from of the seawall, and you can see that the existing seawall and also the stormwater drainage channel, which is adjacent to the Hong Kong Children's Hospital. And more views of the existing seawall. There is a level difference from 3.6 meter to 2.7 meter near St. Front Road. And the existing topography connecting the St. Front Road with our promenade, there is 1 meter level difference. So we have to address this level difference in order for to cater for the barrier-free access. And there is only one existing tree within the site, which is on top of the seawall. The tree condition is just fair, and it is recommended to be felled. About the connectivity of the site, by pedestrian circulation, you can walk directly. There are entrance and exits accessibility to the Hong Kong Children's Hospital, and you can also walk to the MTR, Kwun Tong Bay, Kowloon Bay MTR, and there is also a van available that can that as the funicular circulation to the Kowloon Bay MTR station, and you can walk across the St. Front Road to the Kai Tak one way. Before we talk about the design, we would like to give you more information about some site constraints. For your information, there would be district cooling system lying underground this site. It is 6 meter width and with two large sectional cove pits that has already commenced by EMSD. And also, besides the DCS system, there is also three drainage reserves, 8 meter in width. So above this drainage reserve and also the DCS pipes, that would be zoned a non-building area. And also, there is loading requirement that is the pink area. That is 20 kPa maximum loading requirement for the HKCH, and also 10 kPa maximum loading requirement from 10 meters from seawall. So the whole highlighted area would be non-building zone. So before we talk about the design, we would like to give you some history about the site. It is the south apron of the Kai Tak Airport. This is the area, the south apron area, that used to be used by the aeroplanes that they would need to wait to be repaired. To reflect the history, historical significance in our project is one of our design theme. And also another design theme is that because it is adjacent to the Hong Kong Children's Hospital, the theme would be more children, playful and energetic. We would use more kind of aviation element that is more playful to make the area more vibrant. And also some different color schemes to make it interesting and playful. This is the master layout plan. You can see that we adopted with reference to the Kwun Tong Promenade. There would be a strict area for a 5 meter area along the seaside that is the timber deck. This is the same as the Kwun Tong Promenade. And behind the timber deck would be the lawn area and also the pedestrian pathway. So the layout would be linear with three different space zones. That is the timber deck, the lawn, and also the pathway. And there would be different facilities such as wheel deck and the promenade. We will talk more later. About the connectivity, the visual linkage, our design would coordinate with the Hong Kong Children's Hospital so that the garden wheel and also the canteen wheel, when they wheel from the garden and the canteen, they would see they have the wheel path that can street straight at the sea wheel, and also from Chang Yip Street. And we would maintain a visual linkage between the street and also the sea area, so that along the whole path, while people walk on the pathway, there would be no visual obstruction. And also the barrier-free pedestrian access, the whole site can be accessed barrier-free across from Seng Fong Street to Chang Yip Street, and also to the Children's Hospital. There are different elements along the path, such as the stepped seating, ring shelter, feature seating, wheel deck, pavilion, lawn, also a children's play area, an entrance plaza, and also a toilet with baby care room. So it is the rest entrance. We would provide a step seating to cater for the 1 meter level difference, so that people when pedestrians arrive at this entrance, they can walk along this whole path slope down. And also, this cascade step can provide a view towards the sea. This is the thematic feature design of the children's play area with special design pavilion and also a paving pattern. And this is the west entrance from Chang Yip Street. The toilet block is located further east, at this area. So as for the auxiliary facilities are all located in this toilet block with the baby care room, and can be accessed through Chang Yip Street. And also this maintains a maintenance path for the DCS pipe, that's the district cooling system, and also the pedestrian pathway along the boardwalk. For meeting the greenery requirement, for this site, we need to have a minimum 40% greenery area, in which our project is now giving provide at 42.5 greenery ratio. So therefore, our design can meet the greenery requirement. So this is a brief introduction of our project. So thank you.
好，唔該曬。睇下委員有冇問題或者意見。係，呢個係啊 ，Emily。
我有好簡單問。第一次我想問下呢個 promenade 嘅目的係做啲咩嘢，即係想吸引啲咩 target audience？ 因為似乎我睇翻個 access 咧，就即係純粹由個兒童醫院嗰度行出去，其他就要搭 van 仔出去啊之類咁樣樣。咁呢個第一啦，第二咧就係佢點 integrate with 隔離觀塘個 promenade。佢就講咗個 boardwalk 可能會 continuous 過去啦。但我睇圖就好似有個即係斷開咗嘅。咁我唔知會唔會 coordinate， 即係點樣 integrate 啦。咁其實我主要呢兩個問題啫，即係 connectivity 同埋嗰個 integration 嘅問題。
好，唔該曬。其他委員有冇提問？ 係啊。或者可以解答，即係我頭先 through drop down 嘅幾個問題啦。第一就係話你而家呢個依一個建議嗰個預計完工日期係幾多？係同埋都係回應翻 Emily 嗰個提問啦，就係、是、如何去 connect with 個觀塘嗰個 promenade 啦。即係即係我見嗰個 pedestrian connectivity 咧，就係啊，你將佢將啲人就在頭頭尾尾就駁咗出去地鐵站，但係其實即係你嗰、那個即係海濱，即係如果有個人喺觀塘海濱跑道，佢想一路跑到去啟德 runway， 咁你俾唔俾到條路佢行咧？係啦，咁第三就係話你嗰、那個點樣處理而家 existing 嗰啲 sea wall 同埋嗰啲 landing step， 即係話喺而家嗰個project site 裡面。有一啲過去嘅 sea wall， 咁你會點樣處理啊？你係留翻佢啊，抑或封住佢，抑或拆咗佢咧？咁另外就係話點樣？你同嗰個 children hospital 中間有個花園個關係係點啊？你開道門俾佢啊，打通曬佢啊，設計上邊有啲乜嘢嘢嘅聯繫啊？咁以上呢啲就主席嘅提問啦，係。有冇其他委員有問題或者係意見嚇？咁冇嘅就係請處方回應剛才嗰啲問題。
都係主席，咁就依、這個項目頭先我喺背景上提過，就即係當時依、這個 task force 咧都有意見，就希望即係兒童醫院外邊嗰個地方就可以配合到兒童醫院嗰個落成咧，即、就、係、是、可以配合到嘅。咁所以我哋而家咧都希望係即係我哋個 target， 即係個目標咧都係希望2018年，因為兒童醫院嗰邊咧，佢哋應該係2017年咧就會起好，咁而2018年咧佢就會開始投入服務。
好，
咁當然我哋後邊仲有好多功夫啦，希望呢個委員會如果即係覺得呢個設計都可以嘅，咁我哋就可以繼續做落去。咁、我哋而家 target 都希望係2018起好嘅。咁頭先問嗰個目的啦 ，target users 嗰度咧，咁其實大家都睇到咧，就依一個。而家嘅情況咧，就係喺而家大家熒幕見到度咧，見到嘅就係依個兒童醫院對出依一個海濱長廊嘅嘅再東面咧，其實都係鬆咗 O 嘅。咁之後咧就係嗰個九龍倉嗰個位啦。咁嗰個位咧，其實佢哋做緊一個即係發展。咁亦都有一個地契上面咧要求咧，就係佢哋會將海邊嗰個位咧係會交翻出嚟俾政府。咁康文署之後係會即係管理嘅。咁所以咧，換句話講咧，喺南邊咧係會行得通去到已經建成嘅觀塘海濱長廊，即係觀塘 Promenade。咁呢個長遠咧就係我哋嘅諗法。咁但係頭先我都講咗，就係話同一時間，即係依個 task force 當時亦都諗，就係時間上要配合嗰兒童醫院，所以我哋就做咗依300米先。咁所以長遠係行得通嘅。咁但係我哋希望做咗依300米先。咁所以可以見到咧，就係話當依一個海濱長廊，如果我哋真係可以做到2018年起好，配合到兒童醫院嘅話咧，喺開始嘅時候咧，我哋會預期主要嗰啲使用者咧，都係兒童醫院入邊可能係嗰啲即係小朋友啦嚇，即係可能係即係本身兒童醫院。即係住緊嘅小朋友啦，亦都可能兒童醫院嘅一啲員工啦，亦都可能嚟探病嘅人啦咁樣。咁所以其實可能即係小朋友嗰啲係會比較多啲嘅。咁我哋喺呢個項目，所以咧特別就設計咗即係有一個children play area， 即係兒童可以玩樂嘅地方咁樣。咁至於如果再向北邊行咧，其實大家都見到咧，過咗成豐路之後咧，亦都係有一啲 O 嘅，即係鬆咗 O 嘅地方。咁所以換句話講咧，係沿住啟德河兩邊咧都係有。鬆咗 O 嘅一啲海濱，即係準備我嚟將來做海濱長廊嘅，咁就亦都等於南邊嘅情況一樣啦。當北邊嗰啲地方其他嘅配合到嘅話咧，嗰啲基建配合到咧，我哋都會再發展埋北邊嘅地方嘅。咁啊至於嗰、那個 C 窩嗰啲問題咧，就我諗睇下建築署可唔可以俾到委員咧資料嚇。
係個 C wall 咧，我哋係會保留翻嘅。咁我哋個 wood deck 咧就係沿住個 C wall 咧係會坐喺上面。咁我哋而家都同 CEDD 溝通緊loading 嗰度咧，應該即係如果冇問題咧，咁我哋就會即係唔會喐個 C wall 嘅。咁就另外咧，關於嗰個公兒童醫院嗰個 garden 同我哋個公園咧，起碼咧就我哋。在那個設計上面，我們夾了一個 大家嗰個出入口位嘅 level 啦。咁而都係起碼啦，而家我哋知道呢個公園同我哋起碼有兩個出入口嘅 gate 或者係一個門口嘅。咁成個醫院咧係夾埋有四個出入口位同我哋 connect， 其中有兩個就會喺嗰、那個嗰、那個花園嗰度。
嗯 ，OK。我意思就是说你现在看到这幅图呢，因为 Children Hospital 中间其实是有个 garden 的，即 它其实是一个很阔的 visual corridor， 还有个 physical linkage 是 between 那个内城和那个海滨的。那这里那个即其实是会好像一个海滨走过，你这个就没有了，啊，是的，你刚才那张 slide， 你翻回刚才那张 slide。你見到那個兩座醫院中間的 Piazza 其實跟那個海濱長廊是一個 integrated 的 open space 的，啊，在個設計上面有沒有去配合呢，抑或是即是各有各呢，這個就是 我自己 想關注的一個設計上面的問題，是即是你現在當了它兩樣東
西，主席喂，我補充一點點，
其實在整個設計裏面，
我們呢都是有跟這個兒童醫院那邊的 project team 呢是有聯絡的，他們中間呢是沒有 fencing， 就是閘住了那個兒童醫院的公園和我們的海濱長廊的，但是因為他們自己醫院的 security 的方便咧，佢嗰個度咧係有個 level difference 嘅，大概係300嘅。
嗯，
咁但係咧，我哋都會 maintain 咧，佢有兩個喺公園裏邊嘅 opening 咧，係可以有完全係唔需要 step 嘅連接。嗯，
好，呢，這個係想你喺個設計上面可以，
我哋有一路都有聯絡嘅。係啦，我諗我。補充少少，你頭先講個 landing step 嗰個問題啦。咁，其實頭先影到出嚟嗰個相片咧，有啲樓梯級嘅地方咧，嗰、那個唔係普通嘅 landing step 嚟嘅，係一啲樓梯咧，係去維修條橋，成豐路嗰條橋嘅橋底嚟嘅。咁我哋而家咧都係同 highways 咧，即係呢個唔係普通，即係俾人上落船嗰啲嚟嘅。咁就我哋同 highways 同埋 CDD 咧都聯絡緊。咁喺現有嘅 design 裏面咧，我哋係將呢個 area 咧係圍咗出嚟嘅。咁然後用一啲 planting 咧，係希望可以防止第一去呢個 promenade 嘅 visitor 係會走咗落去啦，然後造成嘅任何危險啦，咁所以呢個 landing step 咧係會暫時都會 keep 喺度，但係咧就會係我哋係會防止啲遊人係立亂咁用。
嗯 ，OK，thank you。有冇其他意見？其他問題係嗰啲飛機係點樣吊喺個天嗰度噶？頭先嗰張。
哦，那些不是，那個是個圖來的，我想那些小朋友如果接了紙飛機自己飛都可以短暫時間一剎那會在個天上。
哦 ，OK， 好啊，好啊，明白，是啊，開會開得太累，問一下真係，Franken。
其實我想問一問咧，而家呢張圖都可以，左邊那個欄杆咧係咪一定要跟那個？即係觀塘 Promenade 嗰個設計咧，因為有一個缺點咧，就係話佢嗰個玻璃咧就唔透風啊，所以即係阻住咗嗰啲 sea breeze 吹出嚟。咁但係咧就梗係有好多顧慮噶啦，呢啲安全啊、嗰啲管理啊咁樣樣。咁有冇一個方法可以即係趁呢個機會有一個可以照顧曬咁多方面嘅方案咧？即係我就覺得，因為如果你真係話喂我照抄咁就繼續啲缺點會喺度咯。嗯，啊，即係睇到風景好好嘅，但係就唔透風。嗯，
多謝你嘅意見。其實如果你睇到呢張圖咧，我哋同觀塘 Promenade 嗰個圍欄咧係有少少分別嘅。 你會見到下面是離底的發玻璃。咁呢個呢就係、是、因為我哋發現到嗰邊呢係落到底嘅。咁所以啲雨水呢就彈上去就污糟啲玻璃。咁所以我亦係即係覺得就係我哋會係沿用觀塘Promenade個 idea 同埋個外形，但係我哋係都會改良嘅。
係
頭先你所提到嘅即係透風呢樣嘢咧，咁我諗即係除咗我哋可以下邊透之外咧，我哋可以喺上邊咧就再留條罅。咁當然條罅就唔可以伸個頭出去啦，即係我哋都會同呢個安全係有
好，咁呢個 comment 係應該 note 同埋已經有方法處理啦，係。
唔該。
好，唔該曬。好 ，member， 如果冇乜提問嘅話，咁就多謝你哋嚇、上嚟介紹呢個項目啦，咁繼續去啦嚇。